You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the news that made headlines this week. Adani Enterprises made a move to acquire a controlling stake in News Network NDTV Limited in a hostile takeover. Adani's media unit, AMG Media Networks Limited, has exercised the rights to convert the outstanding loan to NDTV's holding company, resulting in acquisition of a 29.18% stake in NDTV. Thereafter, Adani Unit will launch an open offer to buy another 26% stake from shareholders at ₹294 per share, the company said in stock exchange filings. Vishwa Pradhan Commercial Private Limited, owned by Adani Enterprises Limited, holds warrants of RRPR Holding Private Limited, which is a promoter group company of NDTV, entitling it to convert them into 99.99% stake in RRPR. RRPR holds 29.18% stake in NDTV. VCPL has converted those warrants into equity shares. This development will trigger an open offer to acquire up to further 26% stake in NDTV in terms of SEBI's regulations 2011. In some more industry news, Bharti Airtel promoter Bharti Telecom will buy a 3.33% stake from Singtel for $2.25 billion Singapore dollars, which is around ₹12,895 crore in 90 days. Bharti Group Chairman Sunil Bharti Mittal's family and Singtel own Bharti Telecom. The telecom major Bharti and Singtel have agreed to work towards equalizing their stake in Airtel over a period of time. In a regulatory filing, Bharti Airtel said that Singtel and its affiliates have entered into an agreement to transfer approximately 3.33% shares to BTL for an aggregate amount of approximately 2.25 billion Singapore dollars, leaving direct shareholdings of Singtel and Bharti in Airtel at around 10% and 6% respectively. The sale and transfer of the sale will be executed anytime before 23rd November this year. Now on to some IPO-related news. The initial public offering of airport service aggregator platform DreamFolk Services opened for subscription on Wednesday, August 24, 2022, and was oversubscribed within a few hours on the first day of bidding. The issue opened for public subscription at 10 a.m. and was subscribed 1.96 times by the end of the first day. The ₹562.1 crore IPO was available for subscription till Friday, August 26, and the price band of the company was fixed at ₹308 to ₹326 per share. The finalization of basis of allotment of shares will take place on September 1st, and initiation of refunds or unblocking of funds from ASB account will happen on 2nd September. The credit of equity shares to DMAT account to allottees is likely to happen on September 5th. The company will not directly receive any proceeds from the offer. In another update, the Reserve Bank of India on 24th August lifted the restrictions on American Express Banking Corp, allowing it to restart onboarding of new domestic customers on its card network. The central bank had put the curbs on American Express in May 2021 for not complying with a circular it had issued on storage of payments data in 2018. RBI had in June lifted similar restrictions on MasterCard after 11 months. This order had not impacted customers of American Express who had been onboarded prior to the ban, which was imposed by the central bank under Section 17 of the Payment and Settlement Systems Act 2007. Moving on, the Finance Ministry on August 23rd made it tougher for loan defaulters and those facing probe by investigative agencies to invest in overseas entities. They will now have to secure an objection certificate from their lenders or the regulators or probe agencies concerned before making overseas investments according to the new norms notified by the Department of Economic Affairs. This NOC will be mandatory for any person who has a bank account classified as a non-performing asset or is labeled a willful defaulter by any bank, or is under investigation by a financial service regulator, the ED or the Central Board of Investigation. However, if the lenders or the relevant regulatory body or investigative agency fail to furnish the NOC within 60 days of receiving an application, it may be presumed that they have no objection to the proposed transaction. And lastly, the electric passenger vehicle market is set to see increased action in the coming days, with customers getting a wider choice and incumbents facing a new competitor. In October, BYD, the world's largest EV manufacturer, will debut in the domestic market with the launch of an electric SUV, which will take on the incumbents MG ZS EV, Hyundai Kona, and the upcoming Tata Curve. Headquartered in Shenzhen, China, BYD is keen to have a wide portfolio of products in India, which would help it grab a 15% market share by 2030. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.